Machlokes Ram and the Rashba, what's the basis of the heter of Nois and Tam of Gam? The Rashba holds that it goes in two steps, that the end becomes bottled beroy, chad b'trim. You have to make sure that you have a roiv head and mir disa. And once the end should be bottled, then you should have applied the second step, you should have said Tam Kiker. Either the Raisa, the Rabbanon, fine. So the Halacha says that Tam Kiker only was Nemra, the din of Tam Kiker was Nemar, if it's Nois and Tam l'shvach, or it's Nois and Tam, it changes the Tam. But whenever it's Nois and Tam l'vgam, it's Pogim and Mikzas, then the din of Tam Kiker doesn't apply. So you're left with the first step. The first step is that the Bien is bottled beroy. According to the Rashba, it follows the Chumas HaRamot, then whenever you have an Issa that's b'mashu, the Chumas b'Pesach is b'mashu, then you won't have the Kula of Nois and Tam l'vgam. Mashen again, most of the Rishonim disagree. Tosis and Avodah Zarah and Iran, and most of the Rishonim there disagree. They hold like the Mechaber that even though Chometz B'Pesach is B'Mashu, the Nois and Tam L'Gam is less than Mashu. What do you mean it's less than Mashu? It's not really based on Bittul Beroy. You're not relying on Bittul Beroy. The Vart is like this: whenever you have Machza or Rav Iser, then it's called Isabien. That's how Mechaber writes. In Sif Beis, he says Machza Machza is also called Bien. So whenever you have the Iser and the Heter is Machza Machza, it's Rav Iser, Miut Heter, then the Iser is Bien. Whenever the Iser is Bien, in order to be Materid, you have to have Nifsal Me'achil HaSodom. But the one exception to the rule of Chometz B'Pesach, that you need Nifsal Me'achil HaSodom, and that's a Parsha B'Fnei Atzma. Why should that be Manishtana? Why should Chometz B'Pesach be different? And if you have an Isa that's not Bien, when is that? When there's Rav Het and Miut Iser, it's not Nizbatel, the Iser is not Batel. When there's Rav Het and Miut Iser, and the Iser is Eino Niker, if it's noticeable, it's not a Tarubis, it's not Bien. But if it's not discernible, you can't detect it, so then the Iser is not Bien. So then the Ran explains, just like there's a Heter of Nifsam Achil HaSodna by Iser Bien, so there's a Kula of Nois and Tam L'Gam when the Iser is not Bien. But it's not based on Bittul. You don't have to come on to Bittul. The word is whenever there's a Rav Heter, Miut Iser, and the Iser is not Niker, so the Iser is not Bien. Not because it's Bittul. The Iser is not Bien. Whenever the Iser is not Bien, so then the Shir Lohokel is lower. As far as the sense is that it doesn't have to be as Chomer as Iser Bien. Iser Bien in Nifsimachi Lasadam, and this is Pogim and Mixas Bodigunas. According to that explanation, that's the first Prima Godim. In the Mishbet Seisov, according to the explanation that the Ran gives, it should come out that Chometz B'Pesach would also be Mutter, just like Nifsal Machilas HaKelev. Chometz B'Pesach is Mutter. I B'Chometz B'Pesach is B'Mashu. Chometz B'Pesach Mashu means that you don't apply Bittul Beroy, but Nifsal Machilas HaKelev is a different Heter. And sometimes Nifsal Machilas Adam will also be Mutter Chometz B'Pesach. You don't always require Nifsal Machilas HaKelev. So this Heter is another Heter. Pogim and Mixas is another Heter. Whenever the Yisr is not Bien, so then Nois and Tam L'Gam, Pogim and Mixas would be good enough.
How do we, by Chometz B'Pesach, that's more Chomer, the rest of it, that's more Chomer, you need Nisim Nisim, so it's more Chomer in some way than every other Yisr. So how can you necessarily draw a parallel that Nois and Tam L'Gam would be the same as Chometz B'Pesach with every other Yisr?
All the Chachamim, it's a Chumra Midrabbanon. The Chachamim says B'Mashu. The Chumra Midrabbanon, we only find they were Machme that Bittul doesn't apply. Bittul Beroy, the Issa is really there, except that we declare it's a declaration. We declare that you're allowed to eat it because it loses its identity. It's Bittul Beroy. But this is a different part. Here the Issa is Nepach Liyaseta. When it's Nivs Machilas HaKelev, let's say, the Issa is Nepach Liyaseta. So when it's Pogin and Mitzas, it's along the same lines of Heter. It's Issa Nepach Liyaseta because it's a Pogin and Mitzas and it's not Bien. That's the Nafkanina in Hilchus Pesach. See, the first shot, she cut Nalav, writes, Ein Arachim Tofnem Zain Sifyud, Umashu Kasafti Bozer. So the Prima Godim says, I don't have a shach on Arachim. I don't have a Shachan Arachayim either. I don't know if there is a Shachan Arachayim. That's how the Prima Godim read it. Masha Kasafti Bazeh. He assumes that the Shach is referring to his Chibur. Shach is referring to his own Sefer that he wrote on Arachayim. So he says he doesn't have it available. He doesn't know what he wrote there. Okay. That's an interesting point. What was the other Nafkimina Lalach between the Ran and the Rashba? That was the Taz Sivkot and Dalit, when the Mechaber quotes V'yesh Nisha Chochech Loimar. If you had an incomplete bowl of soup, you have two-thirds of a bowl of soup, and a little bit more soup, trefa soup falls in, and now you have a full bowl of soup, and it's poigin the mikzas. It doesn't taste as good as it tasted before, but now the guy's going to eat the whole bowl of soup. He's going to be full. So he's happier. He's happier over the fact that he has a full bowl of soup than he is sad over the fact that the soup doesn't taste as good as it tasted before. So that's what the Ran says. He's koichech lahachmir, according to the Rashba, that you go in two stages. So you say the isafeng to the hetter should have been bottle beroyed. The only thing that prevents it from becoming bottle beroyed is tam kiker and tam kiker. The chiddush din the raisa the rabbanon whatever it is the chiddush din of tam kiker was never nemar when it's nice and tam levgam. So according to the Rashba, it would have been muta in that case. And the Ran is chachach lahachmir. The Ran doesn't think the Rashba's explanation is correct, that it goes in two stages. He thinks that the vort is, whenever the Yisr is b'yan, you need a higher level of pagam to be moderate, to declare that Yisr nefach liyos hefek, namely that it's nifsam achilos odom. Whenever the Yisr is not b'yan, it's b'taruvus, there's a roiv hetter against it. So then you don't need such a high degree. Then I say that if it's pagam and mixus is good enough, but the pagam and mixus means, from the perspective of the person who's eating it, he would have been happier if the stuff would not have fallen in. But he would not have been happier. He's happier over the fact that he has a full bowl of soup to eat than he is saddened over the fact that it's pagan and mixtus. It still tastes delicious. It would have even tasted marvelous. It would have even tasted better if the one-third of the bowl of soup, of trefa soup, would have not fallen in. But now that it did fall in, he's happier over the fact that he has a full bowl of soup. So the Ran says, according to his understanding, there's room to say that should be awesome. These are the two major nafkaminas between the Ran and the Rashba.
Can you carry over the machlokes we said by the Chazat and Chaim to the Shita Saran and if Shita Saran also Shita Sarashba, meaning that we said that whatever Yisr is, it becomes Lohar Lachilas Adam, then the machlokes of Chazat and Chaim, if it's Chazali Yisr or not.
When you have an Issa become Nifsim Achilas Adam, yeah?
So if you're adding in.
So the Chavis Das claims that once it became Nifsim Achilas Adam is Hutar, and nothing will change later on, even if it becomes Rael Achilas Adam. Rab Chaim and the Sefer thinks that Gemara interprets the Rambam like that. That Gemara only goes on Yotze. The Issa Yotze Min Ha'asa Buddha. But if the thing is not Yotze Min Ha'asa, it's the original Issa itself. Even if it's Nifsim Achilas Adam, later on it's Chayz Avinir, so it will be also, right?
So the feeling around that everything is based on, if you have a normal issue, so everything is based on Achilas Nifsim Achilas Adam, that now that you have Rabbein, you say Fagima, it's by Tom Fogum, do you say the same thing? Do you carry over the Machlokes of Chaim and Chazal?
Oh, so that's good. That's the next step. That's what we should talk about next. The last three lines in the Mechaber and Siv Beis. The Shach writes in Sivkot and Vav, Milsa Bapi Nafshehi. The last three lines should have really been a different Sif. It's not fair that the Mechaber puts it in the end of Sif Beis. It throws you off as if it has something to do with the Rashba and the Ran. It has nothing to do. The last three lines are separate Sif, and it's an often the Gemara now, but it's on Milsa Bapi Nafshehi, Kedisa B'Shasa, Poskim Ekalohom. Yeah. What's the last three lines? The only time I say Nesin Tam Levgam is Mutter, if it's Pogim Etchila V'Yatsof. What if it's Chilasa Levgam V'Sofa L'Shvach? Originally, there are some mixtures of two macholim that when it's heated, it tastes good, and when it's cold, it tastes awful. The combination tastes awful. And there are some mixtures of two different foods, and when it's heated, it tastes awful, and when it's cold, it tastes good. So what if you have an iser fell into a heter, a miut iser fell into a heter, and right now it's nice and tam gum. So if you eat it, the alachor, it should be mutter. But it's poigim will be sofish bich. I know that later on it'll become, when I make it colder, when I make it hot, it'll become mashbiach later on. Or if I can't, right now it's nice and tam l'shvach. And later on, because it's colder, because it's heated, it's going to become nice and tam l'gam. So the Gemara is in such a place, in such a case, there's no heter. So what exactly does that mean, there's no heter? So in the Shach of Kotten Zion, Shach says, by poigim will be sofish bich. It's aser pirish acha sheishbiach. It's aser. Avokadim sheishbiach mutaf al pishev sheishbiach achakach. came the Ashtar Pogamu. If you have the Yisr, falls into the Heter. Right now it is Poyeg. But I think that I plan to cook it later on. And I know usually when you cook these two things together, it doesn't taste good. When it's in the cold state, it does taste good. But I enjoy eating my soup warm. So I plan to warm up the soup, and I'm going to warm it up. It's going to be the opposite of what it is now. Either now it's Lishvach, later it's going to be Levgam, or Fakir, now it's Levgam, going to be Lishvach. So the Shach claims, the Prima Gordon quotes, that the Prichodosh disagrees with the Shach. Machlegs the Shach and the Prichodosh, what's the din of Poygame, the Lebesov Hishbiach, that it's also, when is it also? Is it only also Lacha Sheyashbiach? Abba calls man that is Levgam, it is Mutter. That's what the Shach writes. Lacha Sheyashbiach, it'll be also. Abba Kodim Sheyashbiach, it'll still be Mutter. Even though I know in advance that it's over Lashbiach, and I'm going to heat it up or put it in the refrigerator. And the Prichodosh disagrees, and he says, no, that's exactly what the Gemara said. The only time you say, Naisen Tam Levgam is Mutter, if it's Pogim et Chilo Biyatsov. But if it's Triloso Lishvach, Vesofo Levgam, or Triloso Levgam, Vesofo Lishvach, then the whole heter of Naisen Tam Levgam doesn't apply, even calls man that it's still Levgam. So according to the Prichodosh, it's one din. Pogim Levesav Yishbech, Yishbech Levesav Pogim is exactly the same din. You need Pogim et Chilo Biyatsov. Sure. According to the Shach, there's no parallelism over here. According to the Pichodesh, it's parallel. The Dinrik, the Heter of Nosen Tam Levgam only applies when it's Pogim et Chilo Biyatsov. According to the Shach, it's not true. If it's Chiloso Levgam, the Sofa Leshvach, it'll be also later, but right now it is Mutter. Kol Zman that it's Levgam, it's Mutter. So if it all depends, one is Leshvach, one is Levgam, so why don't you say Faker? If Triloso Livgam Bisofo, if Triloso Lishvach Bisofo Livgam, if Triloso Lishvach Bisofo Livgam, so the Gemara said the famous that it's also later. According to the Shach, why should it be also? When it's Lishvach, it should be also. When it becomes Livgam, it should be Mutta, just like in the other case. When it's Triloso Livgam Bisofo Lishvach, so he says, Pogim Bisof Hishbiach, Kozman that it's Pogim, it is Mutta. Only Lacha Sheyashbiach it'll be also. So why don't you say the same in the reverse case? When it's Triloso Lishvach Vesofo Levgam, I should say Lebesof, it'll be Mutta. That's Beferish in the Gemara that it's also. That's Beferish that it's also. According to the Shach, why shouldn't it be Mutta there? That's Rav Soloveitchik thought. L'chor, you have to say a vort, you have to add a vort over here. The Shach doesn't think that this is part of the definition of the din of Nosen Tam Levgam that has to be Pogim et Chilo Biyatsov. That's how the Prichodosh holds. The Shach holds it's a different word. If Triloso Lishvach Vesofo Levgam, so maybe the reason why it's also even after becomes Levgam is because a new din Ein Bitl Ele Metchilo Sataruvis. That since the Trilo Sataruvis, when the Yisr fell into the Heter, it was Triloso Lishvach, and Nosen Tam Lishvach is not Bottle. So even though later it becomes Nosen Tam Levgam, and it should be Bottle, we're using the terminology of the Rashba on the assumption that Nosen Tam Levgam is based on the Heter of Bittul. So maybe that's the Yisayd Adin that the Gemara is formulating here, that ain't Bittul ala Metchilo Satarubis. It can't apply Bittul because Metchilo Satarubis it was us. That's the Shaila. Is there such a din, Taka? Ain't Bittul ala Metchilo Satarubis. Is there such a din? So that's what we mentioned. That we are machmir, like we mentioned yesterday, the Mishnah Berurah says we are machmir like the Ramad, and Nosen Tam Levgam the Pesach is aser because of the Rashba. The Nosen Tam Levgam is a two-step heter, and the first step is that it's Bittul Berav, and Bittul Berav doesn't apply on Pesach. Chametz bePesach is mamashu. The Nosen Tam Levgam would be also on Pesach. Not only Nosen Tam Levgam, when the chametz dikeh ingredient falls in and it's pogim and mixes, what if I cooked in a chametz dikeh kli she'ena ben yomo? So there was room to argue the point and say that a kli she'ena ben yomo, the bli is afer b'yalmo. It's nifsal legamrei. So we're machmer on that too. The Mishnah Berurah quoted from the Darkei Moshe by the Ramo on the bottom of the tour, that's also based on nosen tam levgam, based on bittul. And if you cook kosher lePesach food in a chametz dikeh kli she'ena ben yomo on Pesach, so that'll also asa b'dievi. So the shayla was chometz b'pesach is b'mashu. Chometz koydim ha'pesach is bapul. So let's say by mistake somebody cooked some food. Usually the wife goes away and the husband doesn't pay attention. So the husband cooks the pesach digger food and the chometz digger pat ain't a ben yomo. The wife comes home, she wants to kill her husband. He just made treif the Pesach Dikar food. But it's only been mashu. There's no Bal Yirah in a mashu. It's only been mashu. So what if I'll put it away in the freezer and I'll save it till next year? I'll put away the food. The Chamizdik is part of Chamizdik. What if I put away the food in the freezer? Sometimes it'll get ruined. You can't leave it in the freezer. What if it's a piece of flesh, something, and I want to put it in the freezer and save it till next year? Will that be considered chomach in his battle, koidim ha-pesach? Because it got mixed in Pesach Tavshin Samachtes, and I want to eat it on Pesach Tavshin Ayin. So is that considered chomach in his battle, koidim ha-pesach? Or is that considered chomach in his battle, bi-pesach? Chomach in his har bi-pesach. So that's a machlokes between Rabbi Kivega and the Heshed Moshe. The Heshed Moshe, Rabbi Kivega was Rabbi Kivega. The Heshed Moshe is a tshuva, a Shalat Tshuva Sefer by the author of the Yismach Moshe, Chassidus Rebbe, from Iyal. He's more known for his Chassidus Sefer, Achumish, the Yismach Moshe. The Hungarians say there were three people with the name Moshe who were contemporaries. They say that the Chassam Sofer and the Maram Shik and the Yismach Moshe. So they say that Chassam Sofer galant and geken. He learned and he knew how to learn. And they consider, in contrast to the Chassam Sofer, they consider the Chassam Sofer like Moshe Rabbeinu, and anyone else in contrast to the Chassam Sofer doesn't count. The Chassam Sofer had a Talmud, the Maram Shik. His name was Rav Moshe Shik. So they say a galant and nishgeken. He learned and he didn't know how to learn. I personally enjoy the Maram Shik's tshuvas better than the Chassam Sofer. But by the Hungarians, they consider the Chassam Sofer the greatest Talmud Chacham who ever lived. And then the third one they talk about, who was a contemporary, was the Yismach Moshe. They said Nishgalant and Akikan. He was busy with his Chassidus and he didn't spend any time learning, and he knew how to learn despite the fact that he didn't spend that much time learning. So he has a tshuva about this. I think the Heshed Moshe is the one who has this chumra that ain't bitul ala mitzilas atarov. Some of the Achronim want to say that if I save the flesh, the kosher, the Pesach, the flesh that I cooked in the chometz, the kapat, ena ben yomo, less Pesach, tavshin samachtes, if I save it for this Pesach, so it's misbatul koidem Pesach tavshin ayin. It was misbatul koidem ha-Pesach. On Pesach tavshin samachtes, I couldn't eat it because it was misara bi-Pesach. So from the perspective of last year's Pesach, of last Pesach, chometzin misara bi-Pesach is b'mashu. By the time it comes this year's Pesach, Tavshinayin is already in this battle. Koidem ha-Pesach of Tavshinayin. And I think the Heshed Moshe comes up with this chumrah. No, ein bitul alam tchilas ha-taruvah. Since the tchilas ha-taruvah was on Pesach, and on Pesach it didn't become battle, so it'll never become battle. And the Ramah was machma like this Rashba shita, that the heter of nois and tam levgam, even the heter of klishen ben yomo is nois and tam levgam, is all based on bitul. With the two stages. First step is you have to say bitul b'roiv, and then the second step is that tam kika should really prevent you from applying bitul b'roiv, and tam kika doesn't apply whenever it's nice and time of gum. So that'll happen af kimin. Is there really such a din? According to the Shach, you have to say the lochari, you have to say there is such a din. And bitul ela mechilas satav. According to the Prichodesh, there's no hechrech in the Gemara at all. The Prichodesh holds. The word is that if poigim will be if ishbiach will zayk poigim is aser, is the same as poigim will be savishbiach that it's aser. You have to have poigim mitchila biatzav. The only time the heter of nice tamagam applies if it's poigim mitchila biatzav. If you know in advance that it's going to be mashbiach later when you make a kol da'at, then you don't even have the heter. You don't even have the kul of nice tamagam now when it is litgam. Poigim be savishbiach will be aser even now. That's a question. The Prima Godim writes on this Shach Zion, this whole topic is all the Rabbanah. He claims the whole thing is only the Rabbanah. This whole word. He thinks even the other way of Ishbiach Vila Besoyt Poygen, that it's Usur, he thinks that's also only with the Rabbanah. He gives you Mar Mekaymus. I didn't look them up. I ought to look it up. He always gives Mar Mekaymus for everything. He claims that the whole din is only with the Rabbanah in both directions. Pagim Sav Ishbiach Vila Sheikh Sav. He thinks that everything is only with the Rabbanah. Yes.
When you say Hishbiach also Pogim, so if you have to heat it up or cool it down or something, it happens in Mela, so fine, but if you have to heat, why isn't that in Ba'amusa, if you have to heat it up or cool it down or do something to the...
I mean, if right now it's Hishbiach,
right,
and then I'm going to cook it. W- we usually assume that Eim Avata Nisa Lechatchila only applies when it's Kabanosa Levate. Let's say you have soup.
You're making it worse. How's your Kabana for anything other than
Levate? No, let's say I have a cold soup, and when it's cold, it's Hishbiach, and when you heat it up, then it's Pagim. Soup, normally you serve the soup and it's warm. So he warms up the soup in order that everyone should enjoy warm soup. He's not warming it up in order to be Mevatel. People warm up soup in order, or you put it in the refrigerator, so it shouldn't get spoiled after you finish eating it. You put it in the refrigerator, it shouldn't get spoiled. So everybody does that. So let's say if you have warm soup and then the treifas fell in and it's nice and tam lishvach, and then if you put it in the refrigerator, it'll become nice and tam lagam. He puts it in the refrigerator not intending to be matter. He puts it in the refrigerator to preserve it, that it shouldn't get spoiled by leaving it out of the refrigerator. So we usually assume that the Isra of Eim Avata Nisa Lechatchila only applies with Kavanosa Levatel. Then Kavanosa Levatel, it doesn't apply. Yeah, let's see. The Shaks of Cotton Base is pretty obvious. The Shaks of Cotton Base raises a question. What if you have a trefa ingredient falls into a lot of heta? There's right heta miyotisir, and the miyotisir is not nosen tam l'shvach, and it's not nosen tam l'vgam. Doesn't give any tam at all. So he says that's the din of giranoshe. That giranoshe in each shishim. Yeah, that din, that's menatora medirabonim. The pashta says, he quotes at the end, the last line in base, the shach quotes a Yerushalmi. Is awesome. If something is nice and tam, Yishalmi doesn't say the same as what the Shach's talking. Yishalmi is talking, and Isa falls into Heter, and it changes the flavor of the whole thing. Doesn't make it better, doesn't make it worse. It changes the flavor. Tastes good before, tastes good now. Hickory flavor and a chicory flavor. Whatever, different flavors. It doesn't improve it, and it didn't. And didn't make it worse than before. The Shach is talking a different thing. It's saying there's some tam klal. Lo the Shach, lo the gam doesn't give any tam at all. Doesn't give any tam in Atur. There's no tam kika. But the Gemara says that by min b'minoi, that's how the Rishonim, that's how the Baal HaTosfos read the Gemara. The Pashup Shad by min b'minoi, you need shishim in the Rabbanon exera atu min b'sheinam mino. Amar Rabbanon b'taima, Amar Rabbanon b'shishim, Amar Rabbanon b'kvela. So the Gemara says that Amar Abana B'Shishim by Min B'Minoi Lekala Mekam Alo D'Taima. So you always need the Shishim. I know that Min B'Minoi is ain't a nice in Tom. So you see the Farish. Whenever you have an Isa falls into a Heter and it gets blended in together, and it's ain't a nice in Tom at all. It's all the same flavor. Everything is Min B'Minoi. So nonetheless, the din is that you need Shishim with the Rabbanon. You need Shishim with the Rabbanon. Gzera Min B'Minoi to Min B'Shein Aminu. So that's the Pashtus, what the Shach is talking about. He said, "Nir lila havei raya from Gidden. Ain't be Gidden, but ain't tam. Don't see this tam at all. Not that it changes the flavor, but it neither improves it nor makes it worse. It doesn't affect the flavor at all. You can't taste it at all. I don't know why the Shach thought that the Yerushalmi proves his point. You have to look in the Yerushalmi to see. Well, one could read the Yerushalmi. You have to read the Yerushalmi inside. One could the line that the Shach quotes. One could have read it as saying, if it's lo l'shvach lo l'vgam is us, it means." And Isa falls into Heter and it affects a change. It didn't improve the Michael and it didn't make it worse, but it did affect the change. That's called Tam Kika, that everyone agrees that that's Tam Kika. You don't only say Tam Kika when it improves the flavor. When it changes the flavor, it's also Tam Kika. There, Isa, I'll be Pashto. Yeah. So Siv Cotton Base is an important Shach.
When you say
Siv
Cotton Base, the Tam was Kilosai.
In which case, if you have chiloso the shvach the sofa the gam, it's also. So you want to know, what if I made it l'vgam because I added it? It's still going to be awesome. Yeah.
So when it cools down, it's not good. When you heat it up, it becomes good. So if I add.
So the shach holds chiloso l'vgam the sofa the shvach, so the shach and zayin. Thinks that Kozman that is Lithgam, it's Mutter. Only afterwards it'll become awesome. Pichodesh holds, and it's already also now. So the Pichodesh holds, it's also now, because I know it's going to become Lishvach later. That's only because it's going to become Lishvach by itself. If I plan to add more ingredients, and then it's going to make it Lishvach. So the stomach of the Pichodesh will agree with Lishvach. The Leisat, so it's nice and tam lifgam, so it's muta. What'll happen later? It'll be a different story what happens later. That says in the Ramah. The Ramah quotes from the Rishon, but the Ramah in Siv Beis quotes. What if you have an Issa falls into Heter, and Roiv Heter Miut Issa, and it's Nois and Tam Lev Gam? These two things, the Issa with Heter and Nois and Tam Lev Gam. And I cooked it in a pot. So do I have to kasha the pot? The Michael is kasha. The Michael is kasha. How can I say you have to kasha the pot? So the Ramah raises an issue. What's going to be, right now I cook potato soup. So right now, whatever the chazer shmalt that fell in is nois and tam lev gam. But later today, when it's still going to be ben yomo, I plan to cook some other michael, some other kind of soup in this pot. And the isa that fell in is only nois and tam lev gam with the heta that I cook now. With the heta that I'm going to cook later, the isa that fell in is going to be a nois and tam lishvach then. So then the Ramah says, irlasa. The Ramah says, irlasa then. Right now is nois and tam lev gam. So this Michael is mutter. You really shouldn't have to kasha the pot. The Michael is mutter. What could be a problem? But if I plan to cook another Michael later, and this Easter is going to be nice and top of the shvach on the other Michael, so then he says you better kasha the pot. Otherwise, the Easter that fell in now will become a nice and top of the shvach later. We say it's bottled because you don't apply tam, according to the Rashba, you don't apply tam ki ikar because tam ki ikar only applies when it's a decent tam. When it's pogim, it doesn't apply. But that bitl is only kozman, that it's only lifgam. If later on the Isser is going to make it nice and tam nishrach in the second Michael, then it will no longer be bottled. Then it became like nikar Isser. The Rashba writes the Shach in the beginning of Tzadik Ches disagreed with the Ramah and the Mechaber on a few issues. So one was the Ramah said that to determine whether it's mim amina, mim shen amina, that mim shen amina is shishim in HaTorah. Mim amina shishim is only with the Rabbanon, so sofik shishim would be lechumer by mim shen amina, by mim amina sofik shishim would be lekula. So the Ramah says you go basa shmo, you don't go basa time. And the Shach says, what in the world is he talking about? The whole word, that Shach, the whole argument, that's taken from the Rashbon, the Torah Sabayis. Rashbon, the Torah Sabayis uses the Melitza from the Pasuk in Eov, I think. I think it's in here. That tam ki ikar is considered like nikar ha'isr. Whenever you can taste the flavor of the isr that fell in, is like nikar isr. So the Rashba says, you only say tam ki ikar is considered like nikar when it's nice and tam l'shvach. It's nice and tam l'vgam, so that chidush din of tam ki ikar wasn't said. But let's say a little isr fell in and it's bottled b'shishin. You can't taste it. Then a little more isr falls in and now you can't taste it. So the Shach said, of course you're going to say Chayza B'Nir. That's what we had in Tzadik Tes. That we say, if enough Issa fell in and now I can taste it, you don't say Kama Kama Bottle, everything was in this bottle and everything is Issa Nepach Li'a Seter. It was Nepach Li'a Seter called Man, that it's not Niker. We had the case. If Chazah Shmatz fell into the soup and you have Shishim again to this bottle of Shishim, but you can easily put it in the refrigerator and the Chazah Shmatz will rise to the top. So the Ramah says that that's considered Nikar Ha'isa. So this is also Nikar Ha'isa. If the Chazah Shmalt fell in and you had Shishim against it, and then a little more Chazah Shmalt falls in, and now I no longer have Shishim. It's zero for what fell in before, what fell in now. Now I can taste the Chazah Shmalt. And now it's like Nikar Ha'isa. Even though it should have been this bottle earlier, but now that I have more Isa fell in, you don't say Kama Kama bottle, you say Chayza Benir. It's Mitzdarf, it's Nikar. So this is also. The Issa fell into the original Heter, it was nice and tam lev gam, so it was bottled. But later I'm going to cook a different Michael. Another hour I'm going to cook another Michael, and the pot is still going to be a ben yomo. When I cook the other Michael, that Issa is going to be a nice and tam l'shvach into that Michael. So then the Rashba says, then it's going to be nikar ha'isa. Whenever it's chichoichel yitam, whenever you can taste a nice and tam l'shvach of the Issa, then it's called nikar ha'isa. In the first heter that I cooked, it's not nikar because it doesn't tam lev gam. In the second heter I'm going to cook, it's going to be doesn't tam lev shvach, then it'll be nikar
he's not going to cook in it when it's a ben yom. Would it be less of a lev gam, or would he still need to be matched?
Would you have a gzera ena ben yomo or to ben yomo if originally if originally the original Michael was Beheta, the original Michael was Beheta, you can't say Tchilas Abliel is Lishvach. It was Tchilas Abliel of Gam. He probably would not have to kash. He's probably right. This Chumer that the Ramah quotes, that you have to, even though the first Doichel is nice and tam of Gam, you can eat the first Doichel, but you have to kash the pot. In the event that you're going to cook another oichel within 24 hours, and the second oichel that Isa that fell into the first oichel is going to be nosen tam l'shvach in the second oichel. So he tainis, that's only if you plan to cook the second oichel within 24 hours. What if you plan to cook the second oichel? I'm not going to cook anything more today. The next time I'm going to cook is going to be after 24 hours. So the whole din of ein ben yomo, ata ben yomo is only gzera de rabbanon. And Taisa says they only made the gzera if the tchilas abliya was l'shvach. If Tchilas Abliya was Levgam, then there's no Gzer. So you're probably right. It should probably be considered Tchilas Abliya Levgam. Probably right. Yeah. What does he say? But he learns the Yerushalmi, that means what?
It's filling on the dinner, though.
The Pichodesh says, Yerushalmi's kind of, they're both wrong. He says, the one the Milchah is going with the Shach are both wrong. The Kavanah, Lo L'Shvach, Lo L'Gam, Nesh Tamer, Nirgash, and Hashem, Lo L'Shvach, Lo L'Gam, is also.
But
if
it's like the case of
the kid. If not nice in time at all, then you don't eat shishim. Wasn't that the fairish in Shulchan Aruch that you do nishim? Shvikrad in histman, a manach is koyin, Isa shiyavish keish, then everybody look there. And I say, mutal, I day taru, this like gozru.
Where's that
mafurish
in Shulchan Aruch?
That was not mafurish. That when a gid anasha gets chopped up, a gid anasha is a barrier, so whenever it's the end and it gets mixed in the gidin share and it's a loy bottle. What if it got chopped up?
Oh, a gid anasha is shayin.
He says that says the end, and it didn't get chopped up, it didn't liquefy, it didn't dissolve, then it's a barrier, so it's not bottled. But if it did dissolve, then he says that it says the fairish and you need shishin. I am gin menaisin tam, not menaisin tam at all. So he says that's the gzera de rabban, the mim b'mino, you need shishim de rabban, even though there's none seen as tam. That's the gzera mim b'mino at the mim shein b'mino. Shaila is, can you really tell from the Yerushalmi? So that's what the Minchas Kohen says. Yerushalmi maybe means lo l'shvach v'lo l'pgam. It doesn't improve the mixture, it doesn't improve the flavor, it doesn't make it worse, but it does change it. The Yerushalmi doesn't really prove the point that the Shach is writing about. The Shach quotes it from the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Samachay, Kiftes and Tzatzis Amabek. A different motto. It doesn't quote that. Yeah. Then what does the Ramah continue? What if you had an Issa fell into Heter and it's nice and Tam Levgam? You don't have Shishim against the Issa, you have Roiv against the Issa, but the Issa is Pagim Emikta. And I stirred it with a spoon. So the spoon has a Bliya. From the Nosin Tam Levgam. But everything is kosher. What's the problem? It's kosher. The pot is kosher. The Ramah said you better kosher the pot because you may later on the same day cook if it's a possibility. You may cook another soup. In the second soup, the Isser will be Nosin Tam Levgam. But if he's not going to cook another soup, then there's no problem. So then the Ramah has a Shiloh. What if he was stirring the first soup with a spoon? So the first soup was Nosin Tam Levgam. It was kosher. So the spoon gets a Bliya of a nice and time with gum. And then, let's say they're cooking some kosher soup in another pot. So he takes the spoon, he rinses it off, let's say, he rinses off the spoon, otherwise you have the end. He rinses off the spoon, and he starts stirring the second soup, which is burning hot, piping hot on the fire. So that's going to be a not bar not. There's an asinas tam of the nice and time of gum into the spoon. Then I rinse it off. I didn't kasha the spoon. I rinse it off. Then I stir the other part of soup. So the tam of the nesin tam goes into the second soup, and then it gets nivlas let's say it'll still be nosin tam lebgam in the second soup, and then it becomes nifla into the pot. And now I'm going to cook in the second pot, I'm going to cook another kind of a soup that this isur is going to be a nosin tam leshvach. If I would cook the second soup in the first pot, the Ramah says you better kasher the pot in between. So the mice over here is, I'm not going to cook the second soup in the first pot, I'm going to cook the second soup in the second pot. The second pot has a blia, indirectly, because the spoon, the kosher spoon that I stirred the first machal with has a blia from this nice and tamlis gum. Then it gave a blia into the second soup, and the second soup, the blia went into the pot also. So the Ramah says, you're permitted, you don't have to kasher the second pot. Even though you plan to cook a michael, you plan to cook a soup in the second pot that the isur is going to be nosen tam leshvach. Why? That's not by not the heterah. The blia went. So far, everything is mutter. The nosen tam legam is mutter. So the blia went into the spoon. Then I rinsed off the spoon. The blia went from the spoon into the soup. Then went from the soup into the pot. It's a nosen tam by nosen tam by nosen tam, and everything is still mutter. What's all concerned that later I'm going to cook a different kind of a hetadika soup in the second pot, and the isadika blia is going to be nice and tam leshvach, and that second, that's already not banat the hetera, so that's mutter. Fine. So since that's called not banat the hetera, so the terms like that, that's considered not banat the hetera because there was a heta to eat the stuff. Not banat the hetera is not only milk or flesh. That's the original Gemara, dom shol bekar, milk or flesh. It didn't become basa b'chalav yet. He's talking that there is chazal shmalt that fell in, but the first michael was muta because nice and tam gam. And when he stirs the second michael, it's vital nice and tam gam in the second michael. This third soup that you're going to cook in this, the next soup you're going to cook in the second part, that's going to be nice and tam leshvach. This is going to be nice and tam leshvach in that. So that's also called not banat the hetera. So the same thing is true. Let's say you cooked chametz kodem pesach. You cooked chametz kodem pesach. The din is a not banat isur is also not banat dehter is mutter. So what's the din of chametz kodem pesach? So that's a machlekes harishanim. The rabbeinu tam holds that chametz kodem pesach is called hetera bola. Tosef shita v'sochem daf lamed. And the Ran quotes the Ramban who disagrees. The chametz kodem pesach is isura bola. So let's say what would be an example? Let's say you cooked some applesauce in a pot. That you just cooked spaghetti. I cooked spaghetti for supper. Then I cooked after I finished the serving supper. So the pot has a bli of chametz ben yomo. I just cooked the spaghetti for supper, and then I'm going to cook applesauce in the pot. So we're machmer not by not day bishul is not considered not by not. But let's leave that temporarily. That chumer for the rivon the shem rashi about not by not day bishul. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says that that's not banat the hetera. That's considered not ban chametz kodem pesach is not banat the hetera. So the apple sauce that was cooked in the chametz dikat pot would be mutter to eat on Pesach. The women won't believe the rabbi. They'll fire the rabbi if the rabbi doesn't say. But that's what it says in the Mechaber. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's called not banat the hetera because kodem pesach chametz kodem pesach is hetera. The Mishnah Brura claims that according to the Ramban, holes are not the chametz kodem pesach is isura bol, and therefore sometimes you need libun, sometimes hagolah is enough. Rabbeinu Tam says that hagolah is always sufficient because those are the two differences between hetera bol and isura bol. One difference is that you ever need libun. Whenever it's hetera bol, you never need libun. That's the last dafan of the zod. The other difference is not banat. That the Rishonim say that not banat isura is also not banat that hetera is mutan. So in the Shulchan Aruch there was a stirah. That's what the Taz and the Bi'ur HaGemara and all the Nesi Kelim, the Mishnah Brura, Barichas, they all work on it. Chava says that sometimes you need Libona, Chametz Dikei Kelim, if you want to use them on Pesach. So that's on the assumption like the Ramban, Chametz Kodem HaPesach, Chametz Shmai Olav, it's Yisura Bola. But the Mechaber writes beferish that not banat of Chametz Kodem HaPesach is not banat Teher. If you cook the applesauce, the Mechaber doesn't hold from that Chumra of the Rivon. Not banat Aydei Bishol. That's the Ramah is Machma for that. The Mechaber was make leader not by not all day bishul. The Mechaber says if you cooked applesauce and the chametz big a pot, so then kodem a pesach, so it's not by not the hetera, so it's mutter.
The Ramah said that when you have the soup and something called dense with the chametz gam, he tells you not to put milk in that pot because it's going to be nosen tam leshvach.
Yeah.
Later. So is he assuming not like the Rashba that it wasn't bottle already, or is he assuming that it's chozer that it will be chozer neir?
It'll be chozer neir. Yeah, that's what he asked before. Let's say Isser fell into heter and I have shishim against it, so it's bottle. Say no, it's in Thomas bottle. Then another little bit of Isser falls in, and I have shishim against the Isser, but I had the Isser from before with the Isser from now. If you put it together, I don't have shishim, and now I can taste it. So the Shach says for sure it's going to be also there. You certainly will say Chayz of an ear. The whole reason why an Isser is bottle b'shishim because Chichachal Yitam, if you can't taste it, it's bottle, and if you can taste it, it's not bottle. Here I can taste it. The Isser from before, but the Isser from now adds up again. So the gist of the din in Shulchan Aruch is, in Tzadik Test, that din of Chayz of an ear, that if you have an Isser that became this bottle b'shishim, this bottle b'roig, this bottle b'shishim, and it became mutter, but then you added in a little more Isser later on, and now it is, now you can't taste it. So then, so Mikana Lava is going to ask it. So that's over here. Originally, according to the Rashba, was bottle because it bitul beroiv and tam kika doesn't apply whenever it's nice and tam with gum. But then, when I'm going to cook the second Michael in the pot, the original Isa that fell in Melachatchil in the first soup is not going to affect the second soup, Lishvah. So now it will ask it.
Even though you're adding heter here, you're adding heter, but the heter makes the Isser better, so now.
Right. Just like if you would add Isser, so now you can taste the flavor of the Isser. Or if you put it in the refrigerator and the schmaltz rises to the top, so now it's nicker. So whenever you can taste it, that's considered like nicker. So in the second soup, it's a different kind of a soup, a different flavor of a soup. So the Isser that fell in is going to be nosen tam l'shvach in the second soup. So that's right there. It's nicker. It's Nika Ha'isa, so then it'll be Yosef. Kozman, it's Nezim Tam Levgam, it'll be Mutter in the first soup. The second soup, it'll be Nezim Tam Leshvach.
How do you measure? We're talking about story and taste. One person could like it better, one person could like it worse.
Well, we had a Shaila like this. There's a company, we had in the OU a Shaila. There's a company that makes some kind of a formula for babies. And they have two. So one of them they put in a treif ingredient, so the OU doesn't give a hafshana. And then there's another formula that's made on the same kalim where they don't put in the treif ingredient. But the shaila was, you have to kasha the kalim, make it clean, because the one that has the treif ingredient has an asina stam of it. It's not bottled b'shishim. So the thing was, I never heard of this, that they said that little babies, the taste bud isn't yet developed. So you can feed, if an adult will eat the formula that they feed the babies, he'll throw up. It tastes awful. But the baby's taste bud isn't developed yet, so the baby doesn't see that there's anything bad about it. So the shaila was, is that called nesen tam livgam? The trefe ingredient that they mixed into the trefe formula, if an adam beinani will eat it, the customers that we're intending for are all babies. Adults never eat this stuff. As far as the baby is concerned, it's not nesen tam livgam. So does it depend when you decide that it's nice and tamagam? It depends on the customer, on the intended audience, and as far as all the babies are concerned, it's not nice and tamagam. They can't taste the difference. Or they say no, nice and tamagam depends on Adam Beinani. You have to take a poll of 1,000 people. What does the average person say? So I thought, I didn't find it in any of the posts. I thought it depends on an Adam Beinani. Even though no Adam Beinani in his right mind is going to eat this formula, it's only for babies. But I thought the halacha of Nesim Tamagam depends on Adam Beinani. As far as Adam Beinani is concerned, the whole thing is Nesim Tamagam. So I thought that you don't have to kasher the kalim, and you can do the kosher Michael without kashering the kalim, because and the kalim never became treif. The treif ingredient is Nesim Tamagam in the first formula that doesn't have the hechsher. And it's nice in Tamlagam in the second formula also. It's not like the Ramor that he says if the second soup, the trefin green is going to be nice in Tamlashvach in the second soup, then you got a kasha. No, it's going to be nice in Tamlagam in the second soup also. Just that we're not going to mix it into the second soup. So the Shalom, they have to kasha the kale. So the Pashtus, I thought, you don't have to kasha the kale. A kosher top and a kosher level. Well, you have to kasha
the kale.
You give a thousand people and you ask them, what do you say? So
some
all thousand people, this stuff is so awful tasting.
But in general, when we talk about nice and tamlagam, it's
sometimes it's hard to ascertain. Okay, like Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, as far as nifsal mi'achilas adam, it's not so easy to declare that something is nifsal mi'achilas adam. Because the Gemara in the first parak in the beginning of Chorus talks about meirag laim shel chamor. The ashayla whether it's asar muta. Who would want to drink meirag laim shel chamor? So he says, obviously you don't tell the person what it is. You put it in a bottle with ice cubes, and you put it on the table, and you see if they'll drink it. So some people will think that it's off, a little bit off flavor of ginger ale. They won't realize that it's meirag laim shel chamor. So he says, in order to declare that it's nifsal mi'achilas adam, it has to be very nifsal. It has to be so bad that people wouldn't. So Mistam and Dais and Tam Lev Gam also has to be clear and obvious. Mutta, right. So you have to have, it has to be clear that the Rav of the 1,000 people will say that this is Pagan and Mixas, that it really tasted better before.
The Gabri, right, when you say, so we say sometimes in Gittin, we said, go sit to the Dain and Migma Gemiri, we did section a Rav to a certain amount of people who are the Sifrim, not a normal person. So why would we say that this doesn't go to the Rav of
Well, we're talking about Mechalas Asuras. I thought Mechalas Asuras determines on people eating it. I didn't think it depends on babies. I didn't think it depends on the audience. Let's say you made a cholent, and only Jews eat cholent. And they put it in their treif ingredient, which may or may not be poigim and mikzas. So you're only going to judge based on the Jews who eat this kind of cholent. Yerushalmi kugel. A lot of the other people don't eat Yerushalmi kugel. So you're only going to judge based on the customers who will eat it. I didn't think so. I thought you judge based on Jews and non-Jews. You have to take a broad poll, ask 1,000 people to see whether then. And I thought you don't judge by babies. You judge by adults, normal adults.
The treif baby korban should be kosher too.
If the average person will eat it and throw off. If it'll be nifsam, I think they said it's not so awful. There were two versions. So first they told us nifsam achilas adam. Then they took it back. They said it's not nifsam achilas adam. It's just poigim and mikzas. It clearly, the baby formula tasted better without that non-kosher ingredient than with it. It was poigim and mikzas, but it's not that bad.
Either way, why wouldn't it have been better to kosher it so as not to ingest any non-kosher food?
Okay. That's an idea. I mean, we should be concerned about that Ramah. Someone mentioned yesterday, I didn't realize it, I forgot already who told me yesterday, if you look there, oh, he told me, Penn, that if you look in Simon Pei Aleph, that Ramah about the, if the child can't nurse from his mother, you shouldn't have him nursed by a non-Jewish mother. So the Ramah quotes two different sources for that. One is the Ran and one is the Hagos Oshri. That's on page 348. That's the last page in Simon Pei Aleph. So the Ramon Siv Zion quotes two different sources. One is you shouldn't have him nursed from a non-Jewish mother because the Jewish people have Midas Tevis of Rahman and Bashan and Gamlech HaSolim and the Nochem have Midas Rois. So Yotzim and Atomei Tomei, so we're afraid that maybe the milk from a Nochris may bring with it Midas Rois. That's one consideration. That's the Ran, learns the Gemara like that. And then he quotes that Gos Oshri has a different consideration because the non-Jewish Menekes is eating non-kosher food, but if the non-Jewish Menekes will eat kosher food, then it's not a problem. These are two different considerations. That's what someone said. Let's say you need a blood transfusion, so it should be better to get the blood transfusion from a Jewish person as opposed to a Nochris, because the blood will have Midas Rois. Possibility.
What's the purpose of the treifas in the vegan formula? I assume it has some purpose, because if it didn't, they want to add. So
nutrition,
if it's healthy for the baby, shouldn't we worry about what we said earlier, about the soup being, the bowl being more full? Right? If it's better for the babies, then Sarah doesn't come down anymore. That's when it doesn't come down. If it's healthier.
If it's healthier, you shouldn't have the heter of nesim tam lef gam.
You're having it healthier than when it's not. It's like, I don't know, it's the chumra we said earlier about the whole sipping cold.
Right, the Ron's chumra, yeah. We want to suggest that here, the heter of nesim tam lef gam shouldn't apply. I think the nice and tamlev gam is judged by adults, not by babies.
We said the average person wouldn't. We said this person's happier with the whole bowl of soup.
Yeah.
Then the babies are, the female babies are happier.
The average adult will never eat this thing. You're never going to eat the whole thing bechlal.
Right, but we said if you're happier with it, that determines on the individual person as the food, not on the average person. So the babies are, presumably the babies are, if they understood what was going on, they'd be happier with the fact that they're getting healthier food, or the parents who are feeding them are happy with the fact that they're getting healthier food.
I don't think so. I don't think so. That run means the average person would be happier to have a full bowl of soup that's a little bit off, that's not as gewaldig tasting as the other one, rather than have only a two-thirds full bowl of soup that tastes gewaldig.
That run is not based on what each person thinks of the...
I don't think it means each person. I think it means the Adam Beinoni. I think it also means the Adam Beinoni. It's not a private... Not Achshavei. Achshavei is a din med rabbanon. I think the run is choychich la'achmed that this is a real din deraisa. If higdel amido, then you can't really call it nois and tam levgam. I think it means achshavei, subjective achshavei. It means a real din deraisa. The Adam Beinoni would say it's good the way it is. It's happier about the way it is. I don't know. This you have to be mevar. We said there's a pischei tshuva says that if you have an isur felon, they have to bottle the shishim. It's also apikursis to be matna. So that's the question. Why is it apikursis? He doesn't want to have any nourishment from acholas asuras. Why is it considered apikursis? So you got to figure out exactly what the balance is over here. When do you say you have a midas chasidus and when not? I don't know. Yeah. That what?
I think on the shachin days, but. Pifarish and Chilek, so we had in the end of Siman Kuf by Nimuach Hagid, so that the Mechaber there says that you need Shishim. And there the Pifarish was also Chilek. He said it was never going to be nice and tam. We explained the Zera of Lach Lach and Milamino, is it up to tam also? So I think that would be consistent with the Pifarish, no?
Pichadish is consistent.
Right.
Okay, that's it. He's disagreeing with the whole din in the Shulchan Aruch. But the Shach is just quoting the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. Shach quotes the Shulchan Aruch that Gid Anoshi, even though it's ain't a nice and tam at all, ain't a nice and tam at all, you still need Shishim. That's how the Shach understood. Zere Min Bemino, at the Min Meshein Amino, you always need Shishim. You always need Shishim. Yeah. Unless it's Yavish B'Yavish. Yavish B'Yavish Min is Chad B'Treyu. The lashon of the Ramon, Sif Aleph, is after strange. What does the Ramon say? If it's poigim and mikzah, says nois and tam legam is mutter. Mihu dvorim hachashuvim kiberia o kayotze bo balahachayim chashivu viladvitev chatichu viduskar bedavashim minyan l'shachas. All the things that are davachashim not bottom, and enom tegum and biatzmom. How did the Mechaber say? There are two kinds of nois and tam legam. Sometimes you have a treif ingredient, which doesn't taste so good. But it's not nips machilus, it doesn't taste so good. So when you mix it into a michel and you have a roif het and miotiser, it taken the mix as the whole thing, because it itself is a little half spoiled. It's half spoiled. People would eat it the way it is, and not nips machilus, but when it mixes in, it's a miotiser and a roif het, then it's nice and hamlegam. Then Mechaber said, but there's another kind of nice and hamlegam. This tastes perfect. This tastes perfect, but to put together is poigam and mixas. The Mechaber says there are both kinds. Afila ein time or pogam achmas atzma shebifne atzma hu mutam and meshubach ela shepogam taravasa is also mutter. There are two kinds of nosim tam levgam. The Michael Shaliser is a little bit spoiled, but it's not nifs machilus on, so when it mixes in with ether is going to be poigam and mixas. The other one is they're both perfect. They both taste perfect, this and the ether. When you mix them together, the milk with the orange juice, mix it together, it's poigim and mixas. So then, what does the Ramah say? If you have a berry, chaticha v'ilas kabel, adovish in the minyan, balachayim, these things are chashivi v'loy b'teili. Chashivi v'loy b'teili, yeah. Even though it's poigim, the tafshil, ain't a b'teili, mafim v'yelef. Why? It may not pogum in b'yatzmam. Unless the thing is pogum b'yatzmam. What does it mean, pogum b'yatzmam? It means... There are two kinds of nois and tam levgam. So the Mechaber said, in order to be matter, nois and tam levgam, it doesn't have to be that the thing is half spoiled. No, even if it's perfect. But if it's a tich roilis kabbet, a berry, one of those, then it'll only, the din of nois and tam levgam will only apply If it is pagan, why should Nezim Tamar of Gam apply at all? You're talking the various chassid, the various led the tailor, the various led the tailor. The thing that the end is not bottle. It wasn't Nimoyach. You're not talking it's Nimoyach. What does it mean? Emein and Pegumim Yatzim means unless it's Nifsim Achilos Adam. We're not talking Nifsim Achilos Adam. It just means Pekin and Mikta, so why should it be Mutta? There's something missing over here. He's quoting him from the Sefer Yisod HaTahor. So the Pesachim Shuv explains what's going on over here. He says, what's the reason why Chaticha Haruil is Kabed, and what's the reason why Beriyam Balechayim and Dovah Shanimah, what's the reason why all these things are not possible? Because a Dovah Chashuv doesn't lose its identity when it gets mixed in. So that's what the Pesachim Shuv, that's what the Achronim apparently understood Pshat in this Yisod HaTahor. When do you say that the thing is a Dovah Chashuv? If it tastes Gishmak. But if it's half spoiled already, to begin with, the thing is half spoiled. It's not Nifs Machilos Adam yet. If it would have been Nifs Machilos Adam, you would have been allowed to eat it. It would have been Mutan, the Baalish anyway, like yet. It's not yet Nifs Machilos Adam, but it doesn't taste so good. How can you say that it's such a double hush if the thing is half spoiled? I left it, I didn't leave it out of the refrigerator for 2 months. I left it out of the refrigerator for a week, the flesh. I left it out for a week. So it's a half spoiled. Some people would eat it, some people wouldn't eat it. So you can't say that it's Nifs Machilos Adam. But the chashivas, balachaim chashivas v'loy b'tevi, chashivas it doesn't have anymore because it's half spoiled. That's a fascinating chiddush. The Rama is throwing in a chiddush lahakel b'havlo. The Rama is saying a chumrah. The Rama says that nois and tam levgam only applies when it's lach balach. But when you have a beria yavish b'yavish, a beria chatich v'liskabi, something like that. The kula of Nosin Tam Lev Gam doesn't apply because the bien is not bubble. So the Ramo is saying a chumra. The Ramo is saying a chumra. But the way he presents it, Elam Pegumim Biatzman, he's throwing in a, the haflo is throwing in a hefta, that the whole chumra of the chashiv led bottle, it only has chashivis if it really tastes good. But if it's a little bit spoiled, it doesn't have chashivis, then it will be bottle. So that's what the Pesachim Tshuva is massing on the Prima Godin. The Shach. The first line in the Shach and Simen Kuf Gimel. So the Shach writes, Beria Bakaya, he's commenting on the Ramah, Beria Okaya, etc. What's etc.? So he says, Kigon Chatichu Yaskavdav Shemini Viki Hagavna, etc. The Ramah says, Beria, etc. So what's included in etc.? So the Shach says, two more, plus etc. Chatichu Yaskavdav Shemini Viki Hagavna, etc. What more is there? What more etc. is there? So the Prima Godim says, Dov Sheish L'Matirin. So the Pesachim Tshuva says, what is he talking about? Dov Sheish L'Matirin is not bottle. Whatever the reason is, we had Rashi and we had the Ran, we had a Machloikis and Simen Kuf Beis, the last Simen. Nobody says because it's a Dov Chashav Oymed Bifnei Atzma. It's not true. It's not a Dov Chashav Oymed Bifnei Atzma. Whatever the reason is, either Mimimino or Atcha Tachlana Bisa Tachlana Behetta. So how can you apply this Heter? That if the thing is a little bit off flavor, it loses its chashivas, the din of Dov Sheish L'Matirin L'Batal is not based on chashivas. That's the hasog of the Pesachim Tshuva, that's Zon Hasoga. The hasog of the Pesachim Tshuva against the Prima Godin. Fina is dait is the ain, Dov Sheish L'Afil of Pogam Yatzma Leib Batal. The ain atam shim chashiva shach lama, hol Pogam Batal chashivas. The whole Kiddush itself is the whole Ramah itself is a fantastic Kiddush. That a Dova Choshuv, Beria, etc. Whatever is included in etc. Okay. Beria is La Bottle. Yavish B'Yavish is not bottled only if it tastes perfect. But if it's a little bit spoiled, even though it's not this Machilas Adam, it no longer has the status of a Dova Choshuv and it will be bottled. The whole thing is a fantastic Kiddush. He says there are those who are not so thrilled about this Rama. Not so convinced that it's correct. Yeah, we had a din. We have a din of Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Machlek is the Mechaba and the Rama. Machlek is the Rabbi Natam against the Tosis in Chulin Daf Kufa and Aleph. Had a Machlek is between the Rabbi Natam and Rabbi Ephraim. It was really a Machlek is the Rabbi Natam in the whole world. All the Rishonim agree with the Rabbi Ephraim. So the Chabad Paskins like the Rov HaRishonim, the Chaticha Nas Nevela does not apply to Shaar Isurim, it only applies to Basa B'Cholah. And then there was a Machlokes, what does that mean? It only applies to basa b'chalav. Basa into chalav, chalav into basa. What if you have basa b'chalav into water? Do you say that that's called chanan b'sharisur? Or is that chanan b'basa b'chalav? So the mechaber and siv zayin goes l'shitasa. Mechaber is going l'shitasa. That basa b'chalav into water, basa b'chalav into vegetable soup, is chanan b'basa b'chalav. And the shach picks his gripe again. The shach in sukkot yutches, and he says, the whole thing he thinks is wrong. The middle of the last four lines in the shach. Mikomo kambikir adin. Shesvir lela machaba v'harav, the Rabbi Yosef Karo and the Ramo, they both think, kedera shepulom ibas v'cholav, that you say chanan, when it goes into the water, and nikir adin any moidalol, he thinks that that's not called chanan b'bas v'cholav, that's called chanan b'sharisim. He thinks the whole assumption is incorrect. Okay. So we had a machlekes. What's the din chaticha nasmele b'sharisim? Bas v'cholav, everybody agrees you say chanan. And that was a shaila. What does that mean? So the Mechaber and Ramah say basa b'chalav into water is also chanan b'basa b'chalav, and the Shach says no. That's only basa into chalav, chalav into basa. That's kuli alma lo pligi. Everyone is masking that. That's chanan. Basa b'chalav into water, same shari surim into water, and that's a machlekes. What do you say chanan? Fine. So what is the nafkemina? The my nafkemina. What do you say chanan b'shari surim? So we had the famous nafkemina was this comes up every single day in industrial kashrus. This is the most often shayla that comes up, keseda. You have a trefa ingredient is mixed into a whole batch of kosher food and you don't have shishim against it, but that's not the end of the story. You're going to take this whole mixture and mix it into a bigger pot, and you're going to have shishim against, at the end of the day you're going to have shishim against this tiny little ingredient. But you mixed in the treif ingredient into Michael Shalheter, you didn't have shishim. So according to the Rabbi Natam, and the Ramo is machma like the Rabbi Natam, that is the chaticha nasleil b'shari surim, you have to have shishim not only keneged the isa that fell into the heter, you have to have shishim keneged the whole taruvus. You have to have shishim keneged the whole taruvus. Otherwise it's not both. So what is that based on? The chumra of the Ramo, that's the Rabbi Natam, what is that based on? So several achrayim understood. Aruch HaShulchan learns like this, and the Minchas Baruch learns like this. Minchas Baruch was related to the Soloveitchik family, so that's one of the few achrayim that Rav Soloveitchik ever used to look in. Minchas Baruch, but he didn't like this one. He didn't agree with this. So the Stipula quotes in Minchas Baruch, Baruch Karinka, the Rabbin Karinka. So they write Aruch HaShulchan and Minchas Baruch. They write according to Rabbi Natam. When the Issa falls into the Heter, Rabbi Natam holds that Tam Kikar is their Issa. Number two, the Rabbi Natam holds that Yeloike if you eat Kazais men at the Rubis. Not like the Rambam, that Tam Kikar their Issa, but you have to eat so much, you have to drink so much soup that you know that you swallow the Kazais of Trefus. The Rabbi Natam holds no, and the Sefer Yosha Beverish, if you drink a Kazais of soup that has a tenth of a Kazais of Chazash Malzin, it Yeloike already. So why is that? So obviously Rabbi Natam is of the opinion that heta nefach lios iser. When you say tam ki iker, heta nefach lios iser, so the whole soup becomes chazer. That's a pella. How can you say the whole soup becomes chazer? But it's a chicken soup or it's potato soup, a vegetable soup. How can you say the whole soup becomes chazer? It's impossible. It doesn't make any sense. That's how they understood the Rabbi Natam. So that's why the Rabbi Natam, the Shitosa, is of the opinion of chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim. If you have an Issa fell into het and you don't have shishim, and then this whole taruvus falls into a new taruvus, so you need shishim keneged the whole soup that fell in, because het and nefach lios iser, because chaticha nasmel b'shari surim is a din daraisa of tam kike. The whole thing is difficult. The Shach says we don't accept that opinion. There was an opinion in the Taisus on Kufa Medes and Chulin that chanan b'shari surim is daraisa, and the Shach says we don't accept that. The Shach said, we pass on like the road, like the Ran, the famous Ran at the end of Kolabosa. Long, long, long Ran. All page, the whole page is only Ran. There's no rift there. The Ran says 100 times on that page, Hanan Shari Surim is only with the Rabban, Xeratu Basa Bechalo. Hanan Derais is Basa Bechalo. Hanan Shari Surim, Rabbi Natam holds the worst it could be is only the Rabban. That's what we pass on. Hanan Shari Surim is only the Rabban. So how can you say Hanan Shari Surim is the Rabbi Natam, the Shitosa, that he holds that Tam Kikar is deraisa, and Yeloika on eating kazais menat arubis. So chanan b'shari surim should be deraisa. How come it's only with the rabban? He can't say chanan means heta nefach lias isa. How can it be that vegetable soup, you're right on an isa chazer, I'm eating vegetable soup, but it's not chazer. The chazer they fill in is 1/10 of it. The rest is not chazer. So Masvi Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that the need for kazayas, one time, Rav Shimon holds, you get malchus if you eat a kolshu. The Mishnah, kolshu la malchus. Lama kazayas elinyan chatas bovad. We don't pass on like Rav Shimon. We pass on ein achilu pchusim in kazayas. You only get malchus if you eat a kazayas of an isis. So Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is, it doesn't mean the halacha, not like the Rambam understands, you have to eat so much of the soup that you know you swallowed a kazayas of isis. You have to have a kazayas worth of hanoah from eating the chazas. So the guy ate a kazayis of soup that had the tam of chazer in it. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that's a din in Hilchus kazayis. There is no requirement that you have to eat a kazayis of isa to get malchus. As long as you eat a kazayis of food that had that you're getting hanoah from the chazer, you're eating chazer, so you got a kazayis worth of hanoah. It's a different word. So what is the din of chaticha nas nevela b'shayis? It's only with the Rabbanah. So what is the din? So the Rabbeinu Tam has a machlekes with the Rashbam. What was the machlekes of Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam? Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's not that the het and nepach liyos iser, it's just the din in calculating shishin. It's not sufficient to calculate shishin keneged the iser that fell into the het, but you have to calculate shishin keneged the whole carrier of the iser. And the Rashbam, that sounds like he holds more than that. The Rashbam applies Tam, the Rashbam applies chaticha nasnevela b'shari surim in a more extreme fashion than the Rabbeinu Tam. He holds that if the isa that fell in, well, let's say chazer shmaltz, and it fell into vegetable soup, they have two different flavors, and if the din would have been, Rashi happens to paskin like Rabbi Yudah's opinion, the Tana Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shmuel, all like that, that min mina b'mashu. So let's say the chazer shmaltz fell into vegetable soup, and then the vegetable soup falls into some other vegetable soup. You have shishim against the vegetable soup that fell in, but min b'mino is b'mashu. We happen not to pass like that. We pass min b'mino is not b'mashu. But the Rashbam says if it's in the Gemara, the Rabbi Shmuel, the Amit Javayu, they both say halachic rabbuta, the min b'mino b'mashu. So would you say that the vegetable soup and the vegetable soup is min b'mino, min b'mino b'mashu? That's how the Rashbam holds. And the Rabbi Tam says, no, the vegetable soup is heter. The chazer shmaltz fell into the vegetable soup. You're not allowed to eat the vegetable soup. The vegetable soup is heter. You're not allowed to eat because it has chazer shmaltz mixed into it. Aye, but the Rabbeinu Tam says that yeloike, if you eat a kazayis of the whole tarugas, doesn't indicate clearly that the vegetable soup is heter nepach liyos. He said, no, you can't say like that. It's not heter nepach liyos. He said, that's a void. The Rabbeinu Tam holds a chiddush in the chus kazayis. That in order to get malchus, you have to eat a kazayis of food that has a tam of isa. There's no need to eat a kazayis of isa. But the 9/10 of the vegetable soup that's only plain old vegetable soup, it really remains heter. So it's not called min b'mino. If the vegetable soup that has 10% of chazer shmaltz in it falls into other vegetable soup and you have shishim against the spoonful of vegetable soup that fell in, he won't say min b'mino b'mashu. And the Rashbam holds not so. So it's a machlekes Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashbam, they both go with the shitas Rabbeinu Tam that you say Hanan b'shari sum, chaticha nasamel b'shari sum. But they argue to what extent do you say? So the Rashbam holds it's not enough to be mevatel the isa that got the chazer shmaltz that got mixed into the vegetable soup. You have to be mevatel the whole carrier of the isa. So you need shishim against the whole vegetable soup. And if it'll be a min b'mino, so it won't be good because min b'mino is b'mashu. It won't be butl if you hold like that sheet of Rabbi Yudah, the min b'mino is b'mashu. Rabbeinu Tam says, no one ever said you have to be mevatel the carrier of the yisa. You have to be mevatel the chazer shmaltz that fell in. But when you calculate the shishim, normally you mevatel by calculating shishim against the yisa. Here it's not sufficient to calculate shishim against the yisa. You have to calculate shishim against the whole carrier of the yisa. But it's not a word that you have to be mevatel the carrier of the yisa. So here you look in the Pesachei Tshuvos of Kotten, where are we? Of Kotten base. You get the impression that that's what the Achrayim are fighting about all of a sudden over here. You had an Iser. What do you have over here? In Bishlu, the Gederas Iser Tavshil. I cook kosher soup in a trefa pot. Shahisa Nosimo Tam Lishvach. The Chazer Shmaltz that's Balu and the pot is Nosim Tam Lishvach into the vegetable soup. Okay. So First I cooked chazer shmaltz in a pot. Then I washed it out, the pot is clean. But I never kashered it out. And then I cooked vegetable soup. The vegetable soup, the chazer shmaltz and the vegetable soup enhances the flavor. Nice and time in the shop. Fine. So I'm not allowed to eat the vegetable soup. It's straight. Fine. So I fed it to the goyim. I fed it to the dog. Now the second time around, I cooked soup in the pot that the original iser is nice and tam with gum in the second soup, but the first soup is nice and tam with shvach in the second soup. So you only have to be, so we pass in Chanan v'shar isurim. So originally we assume you normally don't have shishim in the soup that's cooked in a pot connected to the thickness of the pot. In industrial circumstances you often will have, you have a room the size, you have a vat the size of this room, so it is possible to have a shishim in a soup that's cooked connected to the thickness at all. But by a balabasta in a normal home, it's not normal, it's very unusual, extremely unusual to have shishim in a michael that's cooked in the pot connected to the thickness of the pot. So I had a treifer pot and I cooked soup and I didn't have shishim, so the kosher soup became treif because the treifer bli is nice and tam nishvach. Now I'm going to cook a second soup. The first soup with the second soup is nice and tam l'shvach. But the treifa bliya with the second soup is nice and tam l'gam. So you have to be mevatel. You have to be mevatel the first soup. When I cooked the first soup in the pot and the treifa bliya came out of the pot, it's all ben yomo. Treifa bliya came out of the pot and got mixed in with the kosher soup. So the whole kosher soup became treif. It's nice and tam l'shvach. So now I'm going to say chaticha nasnveilav bishari surim. That's how the Rambam is machmer for Ashkenazim. So does that chaticha nasnveilav means like the Rashbam said, you have to be mevatel the taruvis, you have to be mevatel the carrier of the yisur. You don't have to be mevatel. What do you have to be mevatel the carrier? You only have to be mevatel the yisur. But when you're calculating shishin, you have to calculate kenege the whole carrier of the yisur. But you don't have to be mevatel the carrier of the yisur. So that's the machlokes achrenim over here. That's what they're fighting about. The iser habalua and the doif nehakli when was nice and tam neshvach in the first soup that I cooked, so it's treif, and then the whole soup gets nivla back into the pot. Originally it was only chazal shmalt nivla in the pot. Now some of the chazal shmalt goes out into the soup, and some of the soup goes back in. So now when I'm going to cook a second soup, so the original iser, the chazal shmalt, is nice and tam levgam in the second soup, but the first soup is nice and tam neshvach in the second soup. So does the din of Chanan b'shar isurim require you have to be mevatel the carrier of the issa? So it's nice and tam l'shvach. The first soup into the second soup is nice and tam l'shvach. But he's saying, no, not pitam. You don't have to be mevatel the carrier of the issa. You only have to be mevatel the issa. It's just the din in calculating shishim. But that's what we learned all along. That was machlek Rabbein and Tam and the Rashbam. Well, we don't pask like the Rashbam. Mechab paskin melech habalua midam. If you have salt, you salted flesh, and the salt absorbs a lot of dam, so the salt becomes treif, and then the salt falls into a pot of soup and you have shishim against the salt, but the salt is nice and tam even past shishim. So does that pose a problem? So the Rambam passing was like the Rabbi in the Tam. It does not pose a problem. You have shishim against all of it. Aye, but the melech is avida l'taima. So what? The melech is kosher. The salt never became treif. We never said chaticha nasnevela b'shari surim heta nepach liyosisa. We just said you have to calculate shishim keneged the whole carrier of the yisur. And the Rashbam disagreed by the melech abalo midam. But the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rabbein Tam against the Rashbam. So what is he quoting over here? Machlekes achreinim. What do I care that the first soup is nice and tam the shvach into the second soup? I don't have to be mevatel the first soup. I only have to be mevatel the yisur shebo. Yisur Shebo is nice and tam l'vgam. Nice and tam l'vgam, so it's fine. So what's the problem? That's why I didn't understand. He quotes all machlokes in Knesset Yecheskel. Another, and they give a shol, share b'suri, they give a shol. I thought the give a shol was right. Give a shol is b'achsidah sh'rebbe? No? Who wrote the give a shol? I think it's b'achsidah sh'rebbe. It's some relative of his. He says, share b'suri, hash give a shol sin yuvet. He's the goal. He disagrees with the Knesset Yecheskel. The hell of the tafsir sheni shodena nesa chomer meho isa. Ena nesi yochel esa mocha sheni isi yochel ahalach v'sham. That's exactly what the Rabbein and Tam said. Ena nesi yochel esa. You never have to be mevatel the carrier of the yisa. You just have to be mevatel the yisa, but you have to calculate shishin kenegad the carrier. But you don't have to be mevatel the carrier. So I thought the giver shol is right against the Knesset Sichas.
Is this a case where
Haman
is taking place in the Bodua?
No, Hanan in the soup. The treifa schmaltz chazer. At first, I cook chazer schmaltz in the pot, 9 in the morning. Then I wash out the pot. Then I cook vegetable soup. And the chazer schmaltz enhances the flavor of the vegetable soup. Then from the vegetable soup, it goes back into the pot a little bit. Now I wash out the pot and I cook another kind of vegetable soup. And the chazer schmaltz is detrimental to the flavor of the second vegetable soup, is nice and tam l'gam, but the first vegetable soup is nice and tam l'shvach into the second vegetable soup. This shayla does come up halacha l'maisa in factories. In a normal home it never comes up. Whoever has such a crazy case. But in factories this shayla does come. I thought the giver shol was right. I don't understand. This is exactly the machlekes of Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. The mechavad shulchan aruch pasuk like the Rabbeinu Tam. And in Esi Yachalesa, that's exactly the Rabbeinu Tam. What does the Ramo end off in Sif base? The Chaim B'Dovish Ein Lo Tam Klal Gon HaYorish and Metich Mo. He discusses when do you have to kasher the pot? When do you have to kasher the pot? The Chaim B'Dovish Ein Lo Tam Klal Gon HaYorish and Metich Mo HaDvash. They want to purify the honey, so they cook the honey in a pot in order that the particles of the particles of the bee in the honey. So they want it to flow to the top to remove it. So it does not give in the sinas tam, doesn't it give in the sinas tam into the pot? So he says it doesn't have any tam at all. Chem dovishen lo tam pot on a yor shem tichem advash al tishay sham rag badvar la nesra yora. There's no nesinas tam at all. Shant, there's no nesinas tam at all. So the shach writes over here. Ayn li al sinin peyalef and mamasha kasafti sham. We have a shach in sinin peyalef. What's in Simon Pei Aleph? They have the discussion over there. Tosis has a discussion. How are you allowed to eat honey? Simon Pei Aleph, Sif Ches. The Simon ends at Sif Ches. Next to the last Sif, the Simon Pei Aleph. Vash Devarim Mutter. Achol Pisha Gufe Hadvar Meurokim Bo. But you have the particles of the body of the bee in the honey. How can you eat it? Shemafish Madvash Mehem. In order to separate, in order to filter out the particles of the bee from the honey, they cook it, they heat it up. No, when they heat it up, doesn't it give it a sinus tam? The dead body of the bug, of the bee, isn't it going to give it a sinus tam into the honey? You don't say kavishim ebusha because it's not liquidy. The honey is very thick, so that's what there's a daki tshuva there. If it's very thick honey that doesn't pour like water, usually honey is pretty thick. So you don't say kavish kemivushal on that. You only say kavish kemivushal if the thing is liquidy like water. I don't think any honey is liquidy. All the honey that I saw is always thick. So it's not kavish kemivushal. But when you cook it, kishemachamim im emartich ma'aseimoyim, let it be, why isn't that a problem? So he says, it's not a problem, shouldn't have nice and tam levgam. The flavor that's given off from the dvarim, that's a nice and tam levgam, so you don't have to worry about that. Yeah. You don't have to worry about that. There was a discussion about the ragli hadvarim. Who was that? Not on all. That's in Tosfos, not in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. What's Siv Dalet? There's a series of Mishnayos and Masechus Avodah Zarah. A few Mishnayos, one after the other. So the Mishnah says, Eilu Dvarim Shelo B'Dikachovim. The following things you're not allowed to buy from the Nachri. It's Asa B'Achil, Asa B'Ano. If you're going to buy wine from the Nachri. So it's Asa B'Achil, Asa B'Ano. You're going to buy certain kinds of flesh. Maybe it's the Kruvus Avodah Zarah. So it's Asa B'Achil, Asa B'Ano. Then it says there's certain things you're not allowed to buy from a nochri. It's also b'achila muta b'anoa. For example, bishalakum, pasakum is muta b'anoa, but it's also b'achila. Or Let's say you're going to buy fish where the skin has been removed. So you don't know if it's a kosher fish or treifa fish. The nachri doesn't have namanis. Even a Jew who doesn't observe kasher doesn't have namanis. The nachri doesn't have to observe kasher. A choshet ala davel adonav lamidah. So you're not allowed to buy fish from a nachri. Maybe it's not kosher fish. Unless the Tosfos Rit says there, we discussed the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe. They both quote in the siman of that, which is the siman about the kosher fish and treifa fish. Forgot already. In the Peis, Pegimel or something. Pegimel is the siman about dogim. So both the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah, they both quote from the Tosfos Rit, the same Tosfos Rit and Masechus Avodah Zarah, the same place in Avodah Zarah. That if you know that these nachim only deal in tuna fish, that's what he's talking about, tuna fish. You know, these dachim only deal in tunina, in tuna fish, and they're makbid for business purposes, so then, not that the nachri has namanis, but it's a ruba d'leisa kamon. The Gemara says you do rely on a ruba d'leisa kamon when it comes to fish. If you know that in this area of the ocean, the only fish you catch are these kind of fish, and all the fish over here are kosher fish. They're never any non-kosher fish. So the Gemara says, so then if a nachri, if you know the nachri caught the fish in this area, so no biyadu that it's a kosher fish. That's what the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, they both quote the same Tosfos Rit. And our Darkei Moshe, the Ramah left out. The Ramah originally wrote the Darkei Moshe before he had the Beis Yosef. So he put in a lot of things. Then when he saw the Beis Yosef, that he quotes all these Marmakam, so he abridged the Darkei Moshe. So we have the abridged version. But if you look in the Darkei Moshe Horach there in Siman Pei Gimel, so they both quote the same Tosfos Rit. That if you know that that's the only fish they deal with is tuna fish, we know that the tuna fish are kosher, so there's no problem. So the that's the second Mishnah. The first Mishnah that relates stuff. Eilu dvarim shenochem asurim v'yisurim misa hanov. Eilu dvarim shenochem asurim v'yisurim misa achila. Muta banov. And the third Mishnah says eilu dvarim shenochem muta. The following things you're permitted to buy from a nachri is muta b'achila. So it says dvash is muta. You can buy honey from a nachri and it's muta. And then the Mishnah says you're not allowed to buy shemen from a nachri. And the bezin shalachreim reviewed in the Nisiya. Was the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasir was the Beidina Deshora Mishcha. He was the Bezin who was Mata Shemen Akum. The Gemara says that he made another heter and he wanted to give a third heter and they said, you better not. They'll call you a dirty name, they'll call you Beidina Sharia. It's not good to have a reputation that he's the Mekel. Moshe was Mekel on many things, I don't know. But that's what it says in the Gemara. You're not allowed to be Mekel on, you're not allowed to go down in history as being Mekel on more than two things that were Mekubo, Behold Fruits, is Israel, the Issa. So this is the Beidina, the Sharia Mishchas, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, he was Mat, the Shemen Akum. What was the Machlaikas? The Gemara said, how come the original Bezin Asad Shemen Akum and the later Bezin was Mat, the Shemen Akum? Because the Nochem cooked the Shemen in the same pots where they cooked the Chazer Shmaltz. So the original Tanoim, who Asad Shemen Akum, Bachila, held that Noisim Tamlov Gam is awesome. Even though the Chazer Shmaltz, when it gets mixed into the Shemen, you'll be able to taste it, but it would have tasted better without the flavor of the Chazer Shmaltz. So it's Noisim Tamlov Gam. So Noisim Tamlov Gam is a Machlekes, Rav Yehuda, the Machlekes are Meir and Rav Shimon. We learned the Gemara, Machlekes are Meir, Rav Shimon, and Avodah Zarah, Daf Samaches. So the original Tanoim held like the Tana that Noisim Tamlov Gam is awesome. And Rav Yehuda Nasiya paskin like the way we paskin La Locha, that Shemen Akam is Mutter. Because it's nice and tamlev gam. Why is it nice and tamlev gam? Is it because tam kelim einim b'nei yoyman? That's why. So some shayim say tam kelim einim b'nei yoyman. Every cliche einim b'nei yoyman is nice and tamlev gam. The Rambam does not paskin like that. That's the Shach Yud Gimel. It says the Rambam kosev kesem mishnah. The Rambam hilchas macholos asuris the svirilei. The Rambam's opinion is tam kelim shalav chom or b'nei yoyman. You have no right to assume tam kelim einim b'nei yoyman. He says, we don't pass them like that. We pass them stam kelim einim b'nei yoyman. Unless you're talking about a restaurant where they keep on cooking, they have customers kaseda. They keep on cooking food all day long in the same frying pan and the same plates. They're going to use it over and over and over again. So in a restaurant, you can't say stam kelim einim b'nei yoyman. The stam kelim ma b'nei yoyman. It's within the last 24 hours. But in a private home, not only stam kelim shel akum, and stam kelim shel Yisrael. There's also the Shach said earlier, Stam Kelim Ayin Min Yom. So the Rambam does not accept that position of the Gemara, Stam Kelim Ayin Min Yom. You have to always be concerned, maybe it is Ben Yomo, but the Rambam holds the reason why Shemen Akum is Mutter, why did Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya Mutter? Because Noisim Tamlev Gam. Why is it Noisim Tamlev Gam? Because Chazer Shmaltz and Shemen is Noisim Tamlev Gam. That's the Poshim Shach. Chazer Shmaltz and Shemen is Noisim Tamlev Gam. They were making a whole tumult last year, 2 years ago. some people were making al tumul that sometimes they have oils that are sent from Indonesia to America, so they don't import chazashmalt from Indonesia to America. We have more chazashmalt in America than they have there in Indonesia, so we don't have to import it. In Mitzias, they never bring it from there. But when they bring chazashmalt, when they bring the oils, the palm oils, whatever, to America, so they have different holding tanks on the boat. So sometimes they'll empty out one holding tank in Louisiana, and then the boat will go to Seattle, or the boat will continue to go to New York to drop off some more. So when it's going from Louisiana to New York, they'll put in the next holding tank, they'll put chazashmalt to deliver it from Louisiana to New York. So that's the Shaila. All these things are hot. They have it hot, they have an element to keep the oil hot and to keep the chazashmalt hot. So once in a long while, once in a very long while, once out of 500 times or so, you'll have one tank next to the other and they'll both be burning hot. And it's a question whether the blia goes from one to the other. So I feel in Tim Salima that the chazashmalt, the blia from the tray for chazashmalt will go into the shemen. So what's the worst thing going to be? That shemen akum. That's exactly shemen akum. Rabbi Yudin Nisi was mata shemen akum. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes on this din in Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that one of the Amoraim wanted to be machmer on shemen akum. So Shmuel, the Talmud Yerushalmi quote, Shmuel said, "You better not be machmer. I'll declare in public that you're a zaken mamre." Because we pass on the halacha that nice and tam levgam is mutan, and shemen akum is always nice and tam levgam. So what's the whole problem? So what was the whole tumult? Of course, it's not right to rely on those in time living on. You should avoid it, but you're not going to go crazy if that's the way they deliver it. If they're going to deliver like that once every 500 times, you'll have some shemen akum in the holding tank next to the chazashma. So it's a shayla from b'diyeved. You're not going to have them keep it empty, to spend more money on hashgacha, that they should keep all the holding tanks empty. That's b'makom hefsid. You rely on this. That's a nice and time ago. So one of the achrayim, I think, the kafachayim quotes some achrayim and say that chazashmalts and shemen is nice and time ago only for shemen zayis, and the oil that they bring from the Indonesia is not shemen zayis. It's other kinds. The pashtus says that that's not correct. Pashtus says that shemen akum is all shemen, not only shemen zayis. So shemen akum is muta. The Gemara said the fair is based on nosin tam l'gam. Why exactly is nosin tam l'gam? So the Shachan Yud Gimel gives the two heads buried. Some Rishonim say because the stam kelim areinim and yom, and every kli sheinim and yom is nosin tam l'gam. The Rambam does not subscribe to that. The Rambam has not accepted that opinion. Because I guess Mishnah Sham the Svir Elay, the Rambam's opinion clearly is in Hilchas Macholos Asurit. They don't say stam kelim areinim and yom. So the reason why it's nosin tam l'gam is because chazashmalt and shemen is nosin tam l'gam. Fine, that's muta. Why is Devash? Even the Mishnah that says that you're not allowed to buy Shemen, we don't pass like the Mishnah. Rabbi Yudin Nisiya reversed the Psak. He's the Beidina Desharya Mishcha, he reversed it. Gemara Gittin talks about Beidina Desharya Mishcha. And he gives a get lachamisa. So why was Devash Mutar even at the time that he held the Nosin Tam Legam? His Osir, even according to the Mishnah Rishayin, according to the Psak in the earlier generations, the Nosin Tam Legam is Osir. But Dvash Alakam was Muta. Why? So the Gemara says you don't have to be concerned about the possibility that maybe they cook chazashmalts in the pot together with the Dvash because Misra Sarya. That's the Lashon HaGemara. What does that mean, Misra Sarya? So that's what we mentioned. There are two pshotim in the Mefarshim on the Gemara. So the Ran quotes the Ga'onim who said pshat. They gave one shot, and the Rosh does not understand. The Rosh doesn't know what the Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about. There's Rabbeinu Yonah and Brochas. The Rosh doesn't know what in the world he's talking about. So Rabbeinu Yonah had this tradition from the Goinim that the Ran quotes on Maseches Avodah Zarah, this Gemara, that if you have a piece of chaza mamish, and you put it into a container full of honey, and you leave it there long enough, so the chaza will convert and become like honey, and it's mutah. That's called an Isa Shenishtana. I started off with a piece of flesh, nevela, trefa, chaza, and it sat in honey long enough till it converted to become like honey. The honey had an effect on it. So the halacha says, Misra sar yisr shenishtan, liyaz davar acher, is mutter. And the Rabbeinu Yonah writes like that, yisr shenishtan is mutter, and the Rosh says, And the Rabban Yonah gives a raya, mashal amad avadayim, if you put a piece of chazim into the honey, and it all turns into chazim. Everybody knows that it's mutter. So the Rosh says, arvach arvaboy. Where does it say that? How does the Rabban Yonah know that the mashal is true, that he should apply it to the other case? He applies it to a different case. So obviously the Rabban Yonah and Brachas understood that that's a pshat in Gemara Navadizar, misvisai. How did the Rosh didn't know the Gemara? So the Rosh understood the Gemara differently. The way Rashi learns the Gemara. The Nochem are not going to be so stupid that they're going to put Chazer Schmaltz into the honey. It's going to spoil the flavor of the honey. Misvisaria. They're going to lose all the customers. No one's going to, everyone's going to stop buying by them. So it's an umdin, it's a rubid alesa kamon that the Nochem are not going to put in Chazer Schmaltz into the honey. Whatever Chazer Schmaltz will be there will be bottled b'shishim and you don't have to worry about it. Otherwise they'll ruin their business. So there are two pshotim how to read that Gemara in Masechus Avodah Zarah commenting on that Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Eilu dvarim shalakum mutorim b'achila." The following things you may buy and you may eat it. So it says, "Dvash shalakum is mutar." Shemen akum says, "Osler." Rabbi Yudin Nesia, Bezdin shalachrem hitiruhu. That's Rabbi Yudin Nesia, the grandson of Rabbi Yudin Anasi, was mutar the Shemen akum. But the dvash, even bisman atanoim, even bisman hamishna was mutar. So the Gemara said, the reason why, because it'll be misresaria. So that's the machlekes. What does it mean? Where's that Rabbeinu Yoina? That's in the end of Perek, Ketzad Mevorchim. The Gemara talks about different brachas that you recite over a Reach and Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Different brachas that you recite over a Reach. So sometimes you say, "I know some reach toiv aperes bari min b'samim bari atse b'samim bari izbib b'samim." So the Gemara says, "What about musk? When they used to mix in musk into food and it smelled good. So what bracha do you say when you smell a musk?" The Gemara says that the musk doesn't come from tree and it doesn't come from fruits. So they say bari min b'samim. Sure. So the question is, all right, so you're allowed to smell a musk? Are you allowed to eat the food? That now it's still called musk. The people in the perfume industry, they still call it musk. Nembab shinkuf. It's an Arabic word, I think. So the question is, are you permitted, you're permitted to smell musk? Are you permitted to mix the musk into food and to eat it? They mix it in, not for the flavor, they mix it in for the smell, that it should have a good fragrant smell. Are you permitted to eat the food? What is the story with the musk? The musk comes from a non-kosher animal. It's a gland in a non-kosher animal that gives off this musk. So the Pashto says, Ayotzim and Aser is Aser, so it should be treif. So Rabban Yonah says that it's muta because it's an Issa Shenishtana. It originally starts off as dam. Worse, it originally starts off as dam, so it should be treif, maybe an Issa Goris. But then it gets Nishtana. So an Issa Shenishtana becomes muta, just like the chaza that sits in the honey long enough is converted into honey. Issa Shenishtana is muta, so the musk is muta bachila. And the Rosh says, I don't know where Arvach Arvaboy. How does he know that the honey, that the chazer that converted into honey is mutter? That's machlek. Is the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yonah and Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. The Rosh often quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Yonah here, like he also often does. Sometimes he agrees, and once in a long while he disagrees. If he disagrees, he doesn't understand. This is in all places. Where is this quoted in Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Birchas Hareach? When the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Yud Reish Tezayin in Hilchos Birchos Hareach Reish Tezayin Siv Beis quotes the bracha on musk. It doesn't grow on a tree and it doesn't grow on stem, so it's not bari is b'samim, it's not bari atzib b'samim, it's not noisim reach tov aperes, it's bari mina b'samim. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and what's the story about eating it? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham, it's machlekes is the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yonah. The bottom line, how do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Hachra of the Prima Gadim, that if you're dealing with an issue deraisa, then you should go the Chumer like the Rosh, and if you're dealing with an issue derabanan, you can go the Kula. This comes up every single day in the industrial kashrus. Issa Shenishtana comes up all the time, because what they have is they have microorganisms that grow. Microorganisms are microscopic; they're invisible to the naked eye. So they grow on in a broth. They know which soup to cook for this microorganism, and then the microorganisms keep on multiplying, and then they give off an enzyme, and then they take these enzymes. So since they're invisible to the naked eye, so it has the status as halach al pidin, as if it's part of the broth. So the broth is very often treif. It's treif. So the microorganisms that are multiplying over there, which are not visible to the naked eye, have the status like macholas asuris. So then, really what's happening is they eat up all of the broth and they give off an enzyme, which is totally different, totally isa shenishtani. You start off with vegetable soup, with chaza shmaltz in it, chaza soup or something, and then you end off with an enzyme is totally different chemical composition, different flavor, different looks differently, tastes differently, smells differently, totally different. So what's the status? I treat it like an isa shenishtana. So what's taka the din of an isa shenishtana? So the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's a din de rabbanon, then we're mekel. If it's a din de raisa mamachma, so the maisa, the Prima Gaudim says, if it's an Isha de Rabbanon, either the Isha de Rabbanon, the Isha to begin with is an Isha de Rabbanon, or the Isha to begin with was an Isha de Raisa, but you have Shishim against it, you're only worrying about Mamin, and Dovra Mamin is only the Rabbanon. That's what it always is. When you have an enzyme, you're always using a drop of enzyme in a vat the size of this room. When you have Elof Alfe Alofim against it, you always have way more than Shishim against it. But it's an issue of Dabar Amam. It's a Dabar Amam and it's only the Rabbanon. So the Prima Gaudim says, if the issue is only the Rabbanon, then you can be made. L'chatchila, it's probably not right to give a Hechsher based on this Hechter. L'chatchila should avoid it. But B'rievet, if it happened, if it turned out like that you had an enzyme, that's what we would call an Issa Shenishtana. An Issa Shenishtana, we pass them that it's Mutah by a Din the Rabbanon. So that's all based on this Rabbeinu Yoina, who has the tradition for Negoinim. That's what the Gemara means in Maseches Avodah Zarah, when it says that the Dvash El Akum is Muta because they're not going to mix in Chaza Shmaltz because Misra. You don't have to worry about anything because Misra Sari. What does it mean? So Rashi learns like the Rush. They're not going to mix in Chaza Shmaltz. They'll ruin their business. No one's going to want to buy their honey. The honey's going to smell awful. It'll spoil. And the Rabbi Yoina learned Shat Misra Sariya. No, it'll convert into honey, so it'll be Mutta. All the honey is Mutta. Even the honey that started off as Chaza Shmaltz will also be Mutta. Then there's a long shak over here. Gets involved in nitty gritty details. What is Nosen Tam Lashrak? What is Nosen Tam Lashgan? Okay.
Just back on the problem with the Shvia.
Yeah.
Why isn't that against the Chaza Shmaltz? That if it's problem, so how can we.
Pogim will be so fish via.
The Chavis Das holds that something is pogim, so then.
Chavis Das holds once something is nifta machilas odom, it becomes ois macholas asur, then it can't become us again.
This din was only if it's not nifta machilas odom.
Probably. If this would have been nifta machilas odom, the Chavis Das would have said it would have been us. Yeah. That's right. This is still roi machilas odom. Yeah, then you have Sif Hei, okay. Every cliche in the Yom, the Gemara says, Nesim Tam Lagam. There's a Machlekes HaRishayim. Do you say only the Bliya and the Charsis, only the Bliya inside the Kli is Nesim Tam Lagam? What about the slight bit of Bien? If you didn't wash out the Kli, and I have the Kli, I have a plate, I have a little leftover soup on the plate, a little leftover chazer in a pot that I cooked or something, but it's this tiny little bit. It's only on the surface. Do you say even the tiny bit on the surface and Igderish lo hutcho also becomes nice and tam levgam if you eat 24 hours? They say only the bliya in the pot. So that's 2 days in the mechaber, and the pashtus is the mechaber says v'yesh matim afilu bishul b'kadim shehidicho, but the pashtus is we don't go like that. We assume that whatever is bien will remain roi lachila. The balua will become nice and tam levgam. That's the pashtus. There was. There's 2 days in Rishana, yeah. We know there are 2 days in
Rishana.
Don't remember. The shop was Mekel about the Yenak Pleshik. That's what you mean, the Yenak Pleshik.
Yeah.
Okay. If you cooked something, even though it has a, even though you don't have Shishim against the flesh, but you weren't really interested in making a Pleshik, so then you don't have to wait 6 hours. Yeah. That was the difference. Yeah. Then Sivav is Agemar. Sivav. That when do you say if you cook she miskama pilpul, what do you mean summer? The shach says bishlo. You design. The shach says summer doesn't mean summer, it means bishlo. If you cook food in a cliche in a ben yomo, it's nice in tam lev gam, that's only if you cook normal food. But if you cook the dovah charif, So what are you going to say? The treifa bliya that comes out is poigam and miktas? No, the maichol hetzer that I'm cooking now is so charif, it takes over the whole flavoring. It's not nivgam b'miktas. So the Gemara only has it by chiltis. Chiltis is if it's a vegetable that's very sharp. And then Tosis was mistupid that it applied to pilpulin or not. So we're machmer, yesh mishaimer, that's 2 days in Tosis, that even pilpulin, not only chiltis, even pilpulin, if you cooked it in a cliche in ben yomo, kurfim mechayele, the shvach, and that's what we're machmer. As this shach had before, this simon about davachoriv, sometimes there's room to be makel with this fek sveik, and maybe it's only chiltis, and maybe it's only ben yomo, maybe ahim, maybe ahet. Different stuff. And we really don't rely on those sveik sveikers. Ziv Zayin is very important. Ziv Zayin, the Mechaber is quoting a smak. The heter is based on a sveik sveiker. What is this sveik sveiker over here? There is a machlekes and tesis on the last daf of Maseches Avodah Zarah. When you say cliche in a ben yomo, is noisen tam. Is nice and tam with gum. How do you translate Eina ben yom? Eina ben yom means it hasn't been used for dreifus in 24 hours, or it just had linas lila. So there is one opinion that linas lila is enough. If I cook, then let's say now, it depends whether the nights are long or short. So let's say now, what time is the shkia? 5 to 5, let's say. So if I finish cooking the dreifus at 10 to 5, and then I didn't use the pot until the morning. What time does the sun rise? 7:15 or so. So I didn't. When is Alos HaShachar earlier? An hour and a half before. So let's say I didn't use the pot for treifas from 4:45 in the evening until 6 o'clock in the morning. Till Alos HaShachar. Now, since you had a whole Linas Lila, so there's one opinion in Tosfos that Linas Lila pagemis. Where did they get such an idea from? So they got it from Karbonis. That the din is by kochi kochim in nifsal balina, and the lashon hamishnah is to uber tsurasa v'yetzer the beis hasefer. To uber tsurasa means sounds like it gets spoiled. So it sounds like the kochi kochim gets spoiled if you leave it overnight. So that Tosfos presents a whole argument. So we don't really hold like that. We hold ena ben yoma means 24 hours. But since there was such an opinion that ena ben yoma linas alayla is enough, so we are mitzarif that if there's another tzad lahakol. What's another tzad lahakol? So the Mechaber quotes the Sefer HaTrumah and came up with this chiddush. If you have a treifa pot and I cooked water 10 hours after cooking the treifas, and then I cook kosher food in the pot 20 hours after cooking the water, which is 30 hours after cooking the treifas. I mean, sad the treifas in Zeinah Ben Yomo. But a bishol b'mayim, chimah b'mayim, if I cooked water in the treifa pot 10 hours after cooking the treifas, maybe I should say chimah b'mayim makes it again into a ben yoma. Maybe and maybe no. So that's the sefer truma. So we treat this as if it's a svek svek. If I had linas lila, some rishonim hold that's already nos v'ham l'gam. And we're not so convinced about chimim b'mayim. So if you have a tzirif of both gadim l'hokel, it's 24 hours after the last time I cooked treifas, but it's within 24 hours after the chimim b'mayim. So chimim b'mayim is one sofik, and linas lila is another sofik. So you make us. Here the shach points out in Yud Ches, there's a machlokes, the Torah Schatos and the Mechaber. This sveik, is it only if it happened in one order, or does it make a difference whether the Linus Laila preceded the Chimam HaMayim, or the Chimam HaMayim preceded the Linus HaLaila? So the Mechaber says it does make a difference, and the Ramah says it does make a difference. So Daf and Pashtein, why does the Mechaber hold that it makes a difference? So the Chavis Das has a pshat over it. Okay, so maybe tomorrow, believe that, we'll start from this Chavis Das. We'll finish this thing in $2, we're not going to do it. Okay, we did already.